Analysts of the R&DU Control Center have studied the changes in the sanctions lists of the USA, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Japan, and the EU since the beginning of the Russian military invasion of Ukraine. The world continues to actively impose sanctions. Ukraine still overlooks many. In particular, as of the end of June, the total number of sanctioned individuals is almost 1,500, and the list of companies has doubled to more than 650 legal entities. Family members of Russian officials and entrepreneurs, officials of financial institutions, military enterprises, state officials of the so-called LPR, DPR, and others were added to the lists. From mid-March to the end of June 2022, Japan imposed the largest number of personal restrictions, about 600 individuals in more than 180 legal entities. More than 450 individuals were put on the lists of Canada and the USA. The number of sanctioned legal entities in the U.S. also increased significantly. More than 220 companies were sanctioned. Another 160 enterprises were subject to EU sanctions, but a significant number of them are limited only to export operations of dual-use goods and military equipment. Restrictive measures imposed by Ukraine. Since Russia started its invasion of the territory of Ukraine, restrictive measures have been imposed slowly by the Ukrainian side. On the 9th of June 2022, two decrees of the President of Ukraine, No. 400 and No. 401, put into effect the decision of the National Security and Defense Council on the imposition of personal special economic and other restrictive measures, sanctions. The first decree imposed restrictive measures on 35 individuals, including the President of the Russian Federation Vladimir Putin and members of the Russian government, and the second on 236 higher education institutions of the Russian Federation and their heads. Moreover, on 24 May 2022, the President of Ukraine enacted two more decisions of the NSDC, Decrees No. 362 and No. 363. Sanctions were imposed on Russian businessman Vladimir Yevtushenkov and Rosatom's Director General Alexei Likachev. Four Russian companies were also included in the list. Who is still not on Ukraine's sanctions list? Some of the Russian oligarchs from the sanctions lists listed above are already sanctioned by the National Security and Defense Council. The Rotenberg brothers, Yuri Kovalchuk, Oleg Deripaska, Alexei Mordashev, and Gennady Timchenko. However, other Russian businessmen, who are among top 88 billionaires according to Forbes magazine, are still not included in Ukraine's sanctions list, in particular, Letter One co-owner Mikhail Fridman, USM Mining and Metallurgical Holding co-owner Alisher Usmanov, and former Chelsea Football Club co-owner and Evraz Mining and Metallurgical Company shareholder Roman Abramovich. In addition, Ukraine has not yet imposed restrictive measures on the members of the State Duma and the Federation Council of the Russian Federation, who recognized the independence of the so-called LPR and DPR. Not all heads of military-industrial enterprises have been sanctioned. Until now, the NSDC has been ignoring the proxies of the aggressor country, citizens of Ukraine, who are already on the sanctions lists of the UK, the EU, Australia, and Canada. In particular, these are Kirilo Stremasov, Helena Danilchenko, Volodymyr Saldo, Ilya Kaiva and others. Natalia Tolib.